this morning, 32-year-old Jennifer Arose told the Today Show that when she was 14 in high school, a woman befriended her, told her about a nice man who could help with her career. Jennifer says she began visiting Jeffrey Epstein with the woman. She said he would leave money for her to help with her career. But soon, she said Epstein would take her alone into massage rooms, ultimately forcing her into sex.
I just thought, like, you know, it's my fault. Like, I was, like, obligated. Like, that's just what you're supposed to do. What hurts even more so is that if I wasn't afraid to come forward sooner, then maybe he wouldn't have done it to other girls.
The Today Show says four other people confirmed Jennifer Arose told them this story a decade ago. She's now filing a lawsuit against Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein was one of the most powerful money managers in the world. His friends included former President Bill Clinton and Donald Trump. This week in New York, he pled not guilty to two counts of sex trafficking with minors. In 2008, Florida police and the FBI concluded he lured dozens of young girls into a sex ring. He was offered a deal by then U.S. Attorney Alex Acosta, pled guilty to a lesser charge of soliciting prostitutes, which the girls were not. He served 13 months in jail, out all day at his Palm Beach office. Yesterday, President Trump said he stands by Alex Acosta, now his Secretary of Labor. And Trump also said he and Epstein had a falling out. He was not a fan. Julie Brown is the reporter for the Miami Herald who broke the Florida story in the mid-2000s. Julie, do you know what this falling out was?
I do know what it was. I can't recall all the details of it, but it has to do with a property that they were fighting over in Palm Beach. I think it was a property that Epstein wanted to purchase, and Trump went in and offered the guy like triple the amount of money and kind of stole it out from underneath him.
So it was some sort of personal real estate upset. But this has brought attention to something that's sort of been on the periphery of this story for a while, a lawsuit in which both men are named. This is Jeffrey Epstein and Donald J. Trump, and a Jane Doe who made the accusation in 2016 in this lawsuit that she was raped by Donald Trump at Epstein's home. And in this lawsuit that was filed, there's another woman called Tiffany Doe who says that she was paid by Epstein to procure young women at places like bus stations and bring them to these parties, and that she witnessed this and she called it abuse. She called it both rape followed by abuse. That lawsuit, we understand, was dropped just before the election, it would appear, November 4th, 2016. Do we know any more about that lawsuit? And that lawsuit in 2016 would seem to imply that the two men at least, you know, were in a lawsuit together in 2016. I mean, do we know any more about that?
I did a lot of research on that particular claim, and I didn't get very far with it. We don't know who the woman is, you know, or where she went or where she is. And, you know, I've been trying to get a hold of Lisa Bloom, the lawyer who represented her. She doesn't return my phone calls. I reached out to her on Twitter within the past couple of weeks. Mm. It's all quieted down. We don't know if it was because she was paid off. I mean, this was right around the time that President Trump was facing all this, these problems with Stormy Daniels coming out. So we don't really know. I haven't been able to find out. I hope that now that this is getting so much attention, that maybe that woman will feel, if the allegations are true, will feel more comfortable. You know, think about it. These women have all been threatened. Okay. And she was threatened. Lisa Bloom said she was threatened. So they're afraid.
What do you mean by that threatened? And by the way, let's go back to your reporting. Your really terrific reporting in the Miami Herald, in which you uncovered what the lead Palm Beach detective in that 2005 to 2008 case called a sexual pyramid scheme. You identified about 80 women molested or otherwise sexually abused by Epstein. Some accounts say that the number could be much higher. One woman told you that she recruited 70 or 80 girls. She alone recruited 70 or 80 girls. At the time, what were people, these detectives working hard on this case, what did they say about this plea deal that enabled Jeffrey Epstein to plead guilty to prostitution, to soliciting women for prostitution, as opposed to the much more severe federal charge of sex trafficking? What were people who worked on this saying?
They were horrified. Joe Riccieri, who's the lead detective in the case, was just devastated. He didn't stay with the police department much longer after that. He worked a little bit with the prosecutor's office on other cases, but he was just disappointed in the justice system. And he fought for these girls. There were only two people that fought for these girls. And one was Detective Joe Ricari, and the other was the former police chief, Michael Ritter. And they faced so much pressure to back off.
And that brings us to what you were talking about, the threat. When were these young women threatened? What do you mean by that?
Well, as soon as it was investigated, Alan Dershowitz, Jeffrey Epstein's friend and attorney, you know, went to the Palm Beach state attorney, Barry Krischer, with, you know, a dossier on the first woman that came forward, showing in that dossier that she came from such a troubled family. I don't remember, her parents are divorced, and look at her MySpace page, which was the precursor of Facebook back then. There are pictures of her on there. She calls herself Pimp Juice. She's drinking beer. And Ricari, the detective, to his credit, said to the prosecutor, the state prosecutor, "So what? They're drinking beer. Does that mean that they weren't sexually molested?" But the prosecutor, Barry Krischer, looked at this and said, you know, these women were not going to be credible witnesses. Their stories don't always match up. There was a million other reasons that he gave. And he basically said, we're going to have him settle this with a misdemeanor. He would have gotten away with just nothing at that point. So the police chief, Mike Ritter, appealed it to the FBI and told them, you've got to look at this case because it's going to go away. And that's how the whole thing got into federal jurisdiction.
Well, and it hasn't gone away. We just need to ask you, Julie Brown, again, who did such incredible reporting on this at the Miami Herald in the mid-2000s. Now the story has surfaced again. And the other name, of course, is of former President Bill Clinton. Flight logs show that he traveled on Jeffrey Epstein's private plane 20 times in the early 2000s. According to the Washington Post, described Epstein as a committed philanthropist with a keen sense of global markets. Part of Clinton's travel on Epstein's planes was to go to Africa for the Clinton Foundation and work with AIDS. Clinton has released a statement saying that he was never on any of Epstein's planes without, I believe, FBI or Clinton Foundation people in attendance. But do we know if the Clintons also socialized in the way that Donald Trump was known to have socialized with Jeffrey Epstein?
They absolutely did. And they were also very close with Epstein's partner, Ghislaine Maxwell, a British socialite.
The daughter of the late Robert Maxwell, the publisher.
Right. And she was considered his so-called madame, who was really helping him run this sex trafficking operation. She was very close to the Clintons. You know, I'm wondering how long it's going to take to pull that apart, statement that his handlers gave apart, because it seriously, from everything I've seen, it does not wash. I think there's problems with that statement that he made.
That he was only with FBI agents and foundation people.
Yeah, there's problems with that. And, you know, I always say the truth will come out. So he's now memorialized this statement that I think is going to have, it's going to have problems.
Jeffrey Epstein has pled not guilty this time around to much more severe charges of sex trafficking and with minors. But at least it has surfaced again and he has been charged. How are people in Florida? You know, they've left the police department, some of them, but I'm wondering if you're in touch and how they're feeling.
Well, the women are just elated. They're so emotional. They have fought so hard, especially Courtney Wilde, who was one of the women that brought this lawsuit right after the plea deal in 2008. She and her lawyer, Brad Edwards, and Paul Castle, another lawyer, have really fought so hard for 11 years on this case. They really deserve a lot of credit for the courage, because they too, as part of the, you know, the side story to this is they too were bullied. I mean, Epstein sued Edwards to try to get him, you know, punish him in essence for representing these girls.
Well, and by the way, some of the women aren't doing very well, as people who were forced into sexual acts at 13 would not be. One woman told you a word can trigger something. It might be the word pure. Because Jeffrey Epstein would call, she says, would call her pure in that room she was brought into. And then I remember what he did to me in that room. I understand some of the women have died.
I know of two of the women that are died. I don't know the circumstances. I think it was a domestic violence one, the one incident. The other woman was a drug addict, and she died of an opioid overdose not that long ago, a couple years ago. She was in a very bad way. You know, Courtney Wilde was one of the women that brought the lawsuit, the crime victims were lawsuit against Epstein. And she was turned into one of his recruiters. And she ended up with a drug problem, and she went to state prison in Florida, served a longer 3-year jail term in a pretty tough prison, while Jeffrey Epstein had his cozy jail cell in Palm Beach and was able to leave every day.
That's Julie Brown of the Miami Herald and the lead reporter on all the reporting on the Jeffrey Epstein case in the mid-2000s in Florida. Julie, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thanks for having me.